Following all adulting adults,
you're tuning into the Grown Up Podcast, a show I created to talk about the struggles of the new millennium and share different perspectives in order to make sense of being a grown up. Along the way, I search for independent music, businesses, and individuals who make a way for themselves in the content creating industry via podcasts, books, blogs, vlogs, and more to show that we should support each other's ideas instead of tear them down. Tune into the podcast monthly, and don't forget to follow me to stay up on new artists, new adventures, oh yeah, and more grown-up shit. Now, let's get to the episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What's good, everybody? Welcome or welcome back. And if you don't know, now you know. Grown Up Podcast would be nothing without you. And every episode, I have to make sure, even if I skip a couple times, that I let you guys know how much I appreciate the love, the support, the sharing. It has all been amazing. And I have to thank you guys, listeners, subscribers. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And I'm pretty sure you love me back. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. And we're going to keep the ball rolling with another guest. But I do have to make sure that I let you guys know that there are independent resources for you. And today's independent resource is brought to you by Squadcast. With Squadcast, you can create studio quality podcasts from anywhere. If you're someone like me who is constantly connecting with people all around the world and you're in need of a site that can accommodate your remote work, then check out Squadcast. After you're finished, all your recordings are saved automatically, easily accessible, and ready at your fingertips anytime. If this sounds like a tool you should be using, then click the link below to start your free trial with Squadcast. I appreciate you guys for letting me talk your ears off about these independent resources. And like I just said, you can find the Squadcast code below, and you can also find my website link below where you can click that and you can check out all the other podcast/independent resources that I have on there. And make sure that you using these resources if you're on your independent journey. And, you know, I'm trying my best to get more and make sure that you guys know that they are out here to help you and get you started or help you along the way. So I appreciate you guys. I'm going to stop talking because this dope ass interview with this dope ass guy was dope as hell. And if I don't say dope enough, he's dope. Okay. Anyways, let's get into it. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Grown Up Podcast, where you already know what we do. We talk about grown up shit. I give you gems. I interview people. We support independence. I throw independent music on here, and we just have a good time here on the podcast. And I'm so excited for the guests that we have today. And if you were tuned into the episode that dropped last week, then you would understand that we have some really good people joining for the podcast. So who's ready to travel this year is what I want to know. If you weren't ready or you aren't ready, I'm about to get you ready. Okay. Today I have connected with an executive travel concierge who has agreed to let me ask him some questions about what he does and provide you all with a hook to travel for this year and beyond. So without further ado, welcome, brother. I appreciate you for joining me. Happy to connect with you today. First, tell me, what did you see your life as before you got into this career? And if it changed along the way, how did you find your path? But before you answer that question, introduce yourself a little bit and say your name and let the people know who you are real quick.
I am Arjan Hayes, founder, CEO of Sav Exposure. Locally from the Bay Area, California, specifically Richmond, California.
Yeah, shout out.
I guess I'm from Oakland. Starting off, I really was in kind of tech. I was always into entertainment, technology. Came out of grad school up at UC Irvine. Going into COVID, trying to figure out what I was doing, wanted to do, working for Ingram Micro, working for the Tech Coast Angels, working in that kind of startup atmosphere and seeing all the innovation going on around me. Once COVID hit, I was like, I'm tired of working for these companies. I want to kind of do my own thing. Yes. I want to start up my own company. And I had some little ventures here and there. But what kind of came the thought is, if I could get paid to do anything, or if I didn't get paid at all, if I could do anything for free, what would it be? And for me, that was travel. I've always loved to travel. I've always been traveling. And so I'm like, I need to figure out a way to like pay myself or fund traveling so that I never have to pay to travel again. So how do I generate revenue traveling? How do I create a business to be able to travel? And so that was the kind of beginning journey. So started COVID, mainly just start off on social media, doing YouTube videos, vlogging, places to eat. I was traveling around, going to different places I could. Things were kind of limited as far as where you could go. So I was just traveling around the country. We'll go to like Hawaii. I was going, you know, to Texas. I was going to Lake Tahoe. Just doing different like review videos, just trying to experience things, expose myself to different things and expose people to what we had here in California and just the United States as a whole. So I kind of start growing my audience doing that. And after a while, it's like, all right, like YouTube, social media is cool, but I need to figure out a way to monetize that. So I really start setting up like a year game plan of like building my network within the travel industry. So that's when I had to get like all my travel certification, became like a licensed travel agent, got all my business stuff, settled as far as filing, getting kind of all my ducks in a row to kind of prepare for when things open up. Because I knew when things open up, people want to travel, they were going to want to go places, they were going to do things. So it was about me networking with the, you know, hotel owners, the hotel managers, the resort teams, the excursion centers, the excursion companies, the tour operators, the drivers, the taxis, everywhere I was going to build up that network, to build those relationships. And really I spent about probably a whole year just traveling around, building relationships, with people within the travel industry. So when things launched, and I had my company, pretty much people were ready to go. They were ready to go. They like, I had my audience on social media. I had my audience on kind of YouTube, Instagram. I have my network. Like I was kind of ganged up. I learned the system. I learned the travel industry in and out. I understood the pain points of customers. So it was all about piecing it together. And that's how I pretty much started my journey.
That's dope. That's such a great story. And I hope people pull the gems that they need to from that. I kind of did the opposite, and I'm like in the kind of doing the steps in the same way, but I'm doing them a little bit slower with podcasting. I was introduced to it, and then I kind of was like, okay, this is interesting. And then I gained different type of connections along the way pertaining to podcasting, but I didn't exactly make a plan per se, as you said, but I just knew that this was something that I was passionate about, and I just went after it. And along the way, I've just attracted podcasters, independent creators, and people who want to collaborate that go along with the podcasting realm, because podcasting is definitely about connecting and collaborating with other people. So I'm glad we got connected, and our story are a little bit similar. So that's super dope. So my next question here is, what does an executive travel concierge actually do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that's a name. But essentially what a travel concierge does, or what we do here at Savvy Exposure, is we curate trips, right? So we have three kind of things we focus on. So we have group trips, travel planning, and private hosting and tours, right? So group trips are these pre-planned packages. So like some of our group trips that we have, we just had our Lake Tahoe group trip last weekend. In a few weeks, we'll have our group trip to Bali, March 26th to April 4th. June 16th to the 21st is our group trip to Dominican Republic, Puerto Plata. July 15th to the 21st is South Africa, September, Iceland, so on. So those group trips are pre-planned packages. So if you're a solo traveler or an individual where you're not too traveler and you don't want to kind of go by yourself, we kind of have these group settings where we have 10 to 15, sometimes 20, 30 people, depending on the location and what it is. Where it's an itinerary that's preset, pre-packaged. You can kind of just join in, hop on the gravy train, and everything is curated from the start to the end. So from the moment you get on that airplane to the moment you get back on the airplane, everything is set up for you, from transportations, accommodations, meals, food, tours, excursions. So it's kind of like pay and go. That's like our model, pay and go. So like when I was creating this company, it was about trying to figure out like the pain points of people when traveling. Why are people scared of traveling? What's the fear there? What are the limitations to it? And so like figuring that out was like trying to remove all the barriers to entry from traveling, to make it an easy and seamless process. Because I always say travel is not fun until you get to the location you're trying to get to. Until you check in that hotel room, put your bag down, you like, everything else is chaotic. It's crazy. If you're going to another country, you're looking for a taxi, you don't speak the language, you're trying to figure out the money and what's the exchange rate, all that is chaotic. And so we want to make it simple and easy, where it's like, get on your plane. Even with that, we're going to help you do flight coordination. This is the ticket you need to get. This is the best rates for this. So from that whole process, we're walking you through it. We're there. From the moment you land, we're there on the ground, physically there on the group trips. Me and your driver holding the sign with your name. Okay, here, we got your ride ready, you know, so you're getting your transportation. We take you to the hotel. You're already checked in because you've already done that process. Here's your room key. Go settle in. We have dinner at this time. Here's your itinerary for the schedule. These are the things we're doing. You can follow the itinerary as loosely as you want, or you can follow it as hard as you want to it. So it's about just, you know, making travel easy. So our group trips are just, you know, something where we just have group activities. People can meet other people. They can network and they can kind of, you know, do this thing. If they like, hey, I've always wanted to go to Bali. I always want to go to Iceland. I don't want to go by myself. You got a group trip. I want to hop on with your group. Right. It's that pre-planned package. The other thing is really that travel planning. So that's curating an end-to-end trip to your specific needs versus a preset package. Right. So if you say, somebody might say, hey, I want to go to Australia. I'm going to ask, you know, what's your budget? When do you want to go? How many days? Is there anything you're interested in doing? Anything you have to see? Anything you don't want to see? What do you like? What don't you like? What type of experience is around, like, station? How many people? All those different things. And from that information, we then curate and plan your trip end to end. Right. Similar to that group trip, but it's more specific to whatever your needs are and whatever you want your trip to be. We're curating that experience and making it happen for you. So you tell us what we need to know. We figure out the rest, the same pay go model, and we make it happen. Private hosting and tours kind of ties into the both of those, us doing different, you know, tours on those trips. So if we're in Maui, we might do a private hosting or tour to, you know, the road to Hana or something like that. So really this executive travel concierge is just creating trips internationally. We focus on mainly like global locations, creating trips internationally to meet your needs, and just end-to-end curation those trips. Not any just like, oh, we're just going to do your flight. Oh, we're just going to give you this hotel rate. Oh, we're just like a travel agent that's trying to get commissions. No, we're here to curate your needs on this specific trip and make sure you have an end-to-end experience. We're there with you every day. We're physically on the ground with you, hosting you there every day, walking you along the way. So if there's a problem, I'm physically there, or somebody from our team is physically there to solve that problem, right? So that's what kind of the travel concierge and what we do at Sav Exposure is encompassing.
I think that's a game changer for real, because I definitely like choke up when I think about traveling, because I'm like, I'm like, okay, I got to think about the hotel and the flight and the this and the that, and the, is my bag going to be heavy and all this, and what's the cheapest, and now, you know, now the whole thing is like a headache, and all of a sudden I don't even want to travel no more. It's not even that fun. And like you said, you're just trying to get through it so you can get to the destination and see if that can make it better. You know, all the planning
planning and all that stuff. So I'm so glad that, you know, I got you on here to you know, express your business to people and let them know that this is a business that's out here that can make your headache of travel lessen. You know, you like a Tylenol and Advil for traveling. Okay, so exactly, y'all need to take this pill. Okay, my next question here. I know you kind of explained and broke down how you've got into this business and how you've created and built up everything, but to someone who's listening and is kind of interested in what you're doing and maybe wanting to figure out how they can do that for themselves, explain how it might be achievable for them.
I think with anything, hustle and consistency. Like, hustle That's and right. consistency is key. Like, like I told back in the beginning, like, I pretty much spent a year investing, taking time, traveling, spending money, building relationships before, like, my company ever saw a dime. Right. And so a lot of people want instant gratification, instant success, and that's not the key. It takes hustle, it takes consistency, it takes a grind. And so I was flying to Hawaii and flying other people out and my media crew and, like, doing resort reviews and stuff like that. I had to pay for all that, and, you know, I was getting some things complimenting food, complimentary food and rooms and stuff like that. But a lot of that was a toss up. I wasn't making any money flying out to Hawaii and doing reviews and doing these resort videos and TikToks and reels and stuff for them. Like, they were like, "Oh, we'll give you some free food, or we'll give you a free room or tour or something like that." A lot of times they work with you, and it was a lot of no's. So imagine I'm calling all the resorts and all the top restaurants in Maui, like, "Hey, I want to do a food review." And they're like, "Who are you?" And you're like, "Oh, I'll come do it. I don't want anything. You don't have to pay me. Like, I'll do it for free." Right. And so I probably call like 100 restaurants just to maybe get like two yeses. And so it's a lot of no's, and like being comfortable with like being told no and being like that consistent, like, have to move forward because somebody's going to say yes. And so you have to leverage that, and like that yes that you get, you have to, like, it's all about branding and marketing and like putting That's yourself right. out there and making sure that your image, what you do, like, you're a man of your word, and go out there and do what you said you were going to do and be who you said you were going to be. And so as you, like, create those relationships, you have to just build on them. And I think that's with anything. It's all who you know. And when you know somebody and you have a network and you're consistent and your work speaks for itself, everything will fall in place. Like, I don't think you can really worry about the money. I don't care if you're in the travel business or you have a podcast or you want to open up a restaurant or a boutique or any of that. Like, it's not, I mean, sometimes it can be. We see on this overnight sensation stuff on social media, but that's not realistic.
Realistically,
it's a grind. It's going to take hustle. And it's going to take time.
Exactly.
And it's going to be pain. And you're going to be those times where you're like, you want to quit, or like, this is popping and I'm not doing this. Like, I don't know if the grass is going to be green on the other side. When's the money coming? Like, you face all these different things. You go through all these different emotions. And to be an entrepreneur, you have to really be crazy. You got to be crazy.
Honestly,
like, it's not easy. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of pain. It takes money to make money. Like, all those different things, you go through those emotions. And so it's like, you got to be steadfast and, like, ready to go through adversity, ready to, like, go through the roller coaster, because that's what it's going to be. And it never really lets up. Like, even when you get to a place where things, money starts rolling and consistent, like, you still got to be able to innovate. You still got to, like, stay consistent. Like, the moment you get complacent in something, like, is the moment, like, you lose that it factor, the moment you lose, like, yourself, I feel like.
That's right. Yeah. I'm so glad that we connected and I got you on here to, you know, to conversate. Cause, man, I feel like I was the only one going through that, because, like, I share my life on the podcast, you know, because, like, look, at some point when I found podcasting, I was like, I have to, and my dad told me this too. He was listening to a couple of my podcasts and he said, "I could hear that you're holding back. If you're going to do this, if you're going to do podcasting, you can't hold back and you have to put your full self into it." And I was like, you're right. I have to explain all of the ups, the downs, the lows of who I really am and grind it out. And I don't care who's listening and not think about what will go viral or what will be popping or instantly and all that stuff. Like you said, instant gratification. I just have to put myself out there and know that I'm being authentic and I'm grinding and staying true to myself, and everything else will come through. And everything else has been coming through as of lately. You know, all the blessings have been coming down. Thank you, Lord, been receiving them. So, you know, like I said, I'm just glad that we're connecting here today. So let's get to my next question here. I have I'm getting my little business kind of getting it together with this podcast thing. You know, I tried to start it before the year and I didn't want to be like, oh, when the new year started, this is my New Year's resolution. I was like, nah, I'm starting it before the new year starts. You know what I'm saying? So I had you send a couple hints about yourself. So you told me you skipped high school. So I skipped a grade, but I didn't skip an entire tier of schooling. So explain what happened and, you know, what kind of led to you skipping high school.
So it's a complicated process. So middle school at age, I think I was 13. You have to go through like an application process and interview and this whole process. And basically it's called middle college high school. So then this was at Contra Costa College in Richmond, San Pablo area. And what you have to do is pretty much, instead of like, for instance, when you're in high school, you might have like, I don't know, geometry for math that you got to get through. And then, you know, 10th grade is, I don't know, trig, pre-cal, statistics, or whatever it is, or, you know, whatever those requirements you have to fulfill for high school.
Right.
Instead of go to a high school, I went to a community college. And so at 13, I started community college. I didn't go to a high school. And so instead of pretty much fulfilling those requirements at a high school, you're able to take them like as college classes. So I'm taking college geometry. I'm taking college pre-cal. I'm taking college physics. I'm taking college. All those things you would take in high school, I would take the college equivalents at a community college, Contra Costa Community College. And so you fulfill your high school requirements to get your diploma, but at the same time, you're getting college credit because I wasn't in high school at all. I wasn't on high school campus, wasn't a high school student, was a college student. But so you're fulfilling your general education requirements. So by the time I was like 17, I had about 3 AA degrees. And so like I would get my equivalent of my high school diploma synonymously with my 3 AA degrees. And then I was able to like, you know, then transfer, as coming in as a junior. So most people, like by the time you graduate high school, you know, you're 18, you come in, you're a freshman. So I came in 18 into college as a junior, with 3 AA degrees. And so that's kind of how that process works.
Damn. Okay. Damn. You make me feel a little stupid. No.
it's a lot easier than it sounds.
It's a process. It's a lot. And I feel like everyone really, for real though, I feel like everyone has their story that is written for them and they have a purpose on this earth to share their story, how it is, and not for, you know, someone else. So although I did take a couple college courses in high school, and you know, I was a little intimidated just because of my environment around me, and that's kind of how it led me to my college journey now, and kind of going back to school now and being more comfortable now than I did before. But that's just, you know, how the journey goes. And like I said, I just feel like everyone's story is written for them to be able to share and connect and let people know that there's different ways that you can do things and you don't have to feel bad about what way that you do it, because there might be someone else who's doing the same thing, you know? So my next question that I have, we just talked about your 3 AA degrees. You also have a BA in international business, and you also have an MBA. So, MBA, not NBA, a MBA. so, what was the process like obtaining these degrees? And did you feel like this was for you? Like, this was something that you chose and not something that someone else chose for you?
No, 100%. I was always on the ground. Anybody that knows me always knows, like, I had a plan since I was, like, a kid. Like, I'm doing this, I'm going here, I'm doing this. Right. Like, I mean, going to college at 13, I had to have, like, a plan of, like, what I wanted to get out of it.
Definitely.
Like, I wanted to get certain points done. And it was, like, the whole goal was, like, to get through, like, my college education quicker than everybody else so I could, like, go into business, go work for a company or corporation, like, quicker and early at a younger age than everybody else. So even now, I'm 24 with my own business, but I still feel like, oh, like, I'm still on myself. Yeah. Like, man, I was supposed to do this quicker. And so, like, well, ever since I was a kid, like, I knew I was going to college. I knew I wanted to get my MBA. I knew I wanted to go to school for business. So I wasn't somebody that, like, kind of went into college, like, not knowing it, what I wanted to get out of it or, like, trying to figure it out in college, which is okay. And like you said, everybody has, you know, their own path. And, you know, my favorite saying is, what shall be will be. Yes. But I kind of knew from the get-go, like, I want to go to school for business. I want to be a businessman. Like, since I was, like, I don't know, 10, 11, like, that, I knew that was my path and what I was going to, like, grind. So, like, going through high school, going, you know, through middle college, going through middle school, like, I always had the back of my head and was like, what is my plan to get there? And so initially leaving Contra Costa College and transferring, I had an athletic scholarship to play football in Missouri. Uh-huh. And so I did a year there. And I was in Kansas City, Missouri. I just hated it. I was playing football. And I got hurt, so I wasn't playing football. It was splat and being embarrassed, landlocked, and the people they was like, let's just say I'm not rooting for the Chiefs today. I'm a Kansas City hater. Love to a lot of people out there, but it wasn't for me. I ain't doing
it. It's all good.
Man, I dipped out of there and I was like, man, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm not going back there. My mom's like, you got an athletic scholarship. Like, just go do it. Like, college is paid for. I'm like, man, I'm not, this ain't for me. Like, this ain't it.
And so
I was in that stage of liminality where it was like, I'm not going back there. Like, where am I going to go? And my mom was like, you got to go back to school. Like, you did all this. You didn't jump high school. You're in college. You like, I'm a junior at like 18 years old. And I'm like, I'm talking about dropping out. And she's like, no, this is not the path you set. And I'm like, trust, like, I'm going to figure out. And so, I wind up, grace of God, really, getting a full ride academic scholarship to UC Irvine in SoCal. And it was a late admission thing. Usually they let you know in like February, March.
Right.
This was like June 15th or something like that. That was like up early morning. I checking my email.
They say, you got
accepted to UC Irvine. You got a full academic. Man, I'll start screaming right around. Show up my mom. I said, I told you I wasn't going back. I told you I know what I was doing, but
that's
I was like, I'm not back here. So that started my journey at UC Irvine for undergrad. The downside was I lost a year. I lost a year because all my college credit, my junior year in Missouri, didn't transfer over to California. So I was like, oh, man. But I was like, I don't care. I got to go. I'm not going back there. I got to go. I'll lose my year. Yeah. You know, instead of, I was supposed to only do one more year and be done, but I did 2 years. Yeah. And so I did two years at UC Irvine. Irvine, Orange County was like a great place for me just because of the business ecosystem and environment that they have for like pioneering innovation. You know, in the Bay Area, we got Silicon Valley out there in Orange County to San Diego. They call it the Tech Coast. So being plugged in a lot of those accelerator programs, a lot of people in that space, I was able to learn a lot. I was able to foster a lot of relationships, see how businesses were supposed to be run, understanding like what it is to start up a business. And so I really want to stay in that environment. So once I graduated from international business, I wound up doing my last semester in Europe. And so I was living in Madrid for about 3 months, which is a whole, probably the best experience of my life. I would probably be doing this travel stuff if I didn't get to like live in Europe. And so for international business, like my last thing I had to do was become like intermediate or fluent in another language outside of English. And I had to live abroad in another country for X amount of time. So it was like my last requirement before I got out there. And so I went to go live in Europe. I went to go live in Madrid, Spain, which was like a transformative experience for me. And like the man I am today is like subsequent of that experience and the experiences I like developed there, like the culture shock, learning about language, history, like being in another environment. I traveled before. You might be there for a week. It's different when you got to get up, live, get your food, go to school, go to work, like all those different things. Like I caught the metro every day or walked to school, or if I wanted to get something to eat, like I got to speak Spanish. I had to like operate in those systems. And then you also like around these people where like you don't know them, you don't know their language, like you're trying to meet friends. And so you're going through these experiences, and you're also in Europe. So it's like, I'm going to like take advantage of the situation. So it's like, all right, next weekend I'm gonna go to Paris and get on a train and do there. It costs like $40, €40. Yeah. Like, why not? When you're I'm about to go to Africa, go to North Africa. And so that's like really started like my traveling like internationally and having those experiences. And so when I came back and went to grad school at UC Irvine, it was about like me trying to tie everything together. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I know I wanted to work for some type of international business, international company, before I had the chance to start myself. I wanted to learn some games, learn a little more, some more ins and outs, and get my feet wet before I started my own journey. And so grad school, I was in the Paul Mirage School of Business, and the inaugural class of the Masters of Innovation and Entrepreneurship MBA program. And so that program was like a pioneering program where like I have longtime friends, a network, a lot of the business I've been able to create, a lot of the opportunities I've been part of is because of that program. So praise everybody in that program, even though we went through some ups and downs with the whole COVID year. That was in 2020. So we know what happened that year. That was kind of like my college experience, going into kind of education and booming out of it, like was trying to figure out like, okay, I got my MBA. My hopes of working for all these tech companies and stuff like that. Like all my contracts and all my internships and stuff that I had were like on pause. I had plenty of jobs lined up at tech companies and thought I was going to be this business guy working for these tech companies, making X amount of money. So I had all that lined up after grad school.
Yeah.
And COVID happened. It shuts all that down. It's like, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't going nowhere. Sit down somewhere for 2 years. And so I'm like, man, I got like 5 degrees.
Yeah.
Mine, all these brilliant ideas, all this contribute, and the world is on pause. What do I do?
Right.
How do I make money? Where am I going to go? I'm sitting here in this apartment in Irvine that I got to pay for every month. Yep. You know, and then they wind up, I had an on-campus apartment. Campus is shut down, kick you out, go back home. Like, dang, I got to pack it up, move where? Like, so it's like all these things I had to figure out. And so that was like the beginning journey of like SAV exposure to kind of segue into it. And figuring out like, what am I going to do with my life now? No companies are hiring and saying, hey, get back to us in a year or so when this COVID thing is over. It's like, man, I had jobs lined up. I thought I had opportunities lined up. And so I then had to create those opportunities out of necessity. Not because I wanted to. I wasn't trying to be an entrepreneur. I was like, oh, let me go make $100,000 at this firm real quick for a couple of years. Use that money to then start my business 5 years down the line. It was like, no. God's like, you about to do this right now. And so everything
COVID
fell
was
in
like
line
a reset button. Yeah, COVID was like a reset button, like for everybody. It was a chance to sit back and be like, oh shit, if this job thing that everyone has been telling me about for X amount of years that you have to stay at for 50 years, whatever, and work 60 hours a week to, you know, maintain your life, whatever, pay your bills, blah, 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 that whole scenario, if that's the only way and a pandemic happens, what the hell do I do? You know, like no one else is thinking about a different avenue to have money while they're working. No one else is thinking about how can they make money while they're sleeping or whatever, or thinking about their ideas that they had as a young child to have their own business that got derailed from going into the workforce. And so it's like COVID was like, reset. Hey, everyone, think about this, you know, and I think so many great people like yourself and Jim's have come from understanding and taking that reset and applying it to their life. And, you know, I'm glad that you came on here and told your story of breaking through COVID, because COVID was, I think we all can agree, COVID can just go ahead and exit left on stage, right?
I'm still recouping from COVID.
I think we all still recuperating. But my next question I have for you is, obviously you love to travel for yourself. So first, where is your favorite place to travel so far, and how has traveling changed your perspective on how you view it?
Well, everybody always asks me, and I can't ever give an answer. So many places are like, give you like different experiences, different emotions.
Okay.
Like you
give me
learn
top
so many
10
different things
real quick. Because I know you traveled a lot, so I'll say 10. I'll give you 10 instead
okay.
of 5.
Okay, 10. I could do 10.
Okay.
I got my map up here, so
nice.
I'm going to just go ahead. Egypt, Morocco, let's go Spain, France, Dominican Republic, let's go Italy. Let's go Greece, UK, Jamaica, let's see, Costa Rica. What is that?
I ain't gonna lie, I couldn't keep count no more either.
I don't know what that is.
That's if y'all were counting, y'all let me know. I think that was pretty top. I think that was top 10.
I think that was like 8 or something. But
no, yeah, no, it's around
like
there.
My top places that I've been to. If I had okay. to pick a favorite, I don't know. That's hard. Like I always say, the Spain trip, like living in Spain, that was the most impactful experience of my life up to date. So that's always like, nothing can touch that, because it wouldn't be any of these trips. It wouldn't be anything. It wouldn't be Sad Exposure. I wouldn't be who I am without like that specific experience and months and living there. Mm-hmm. But like being in Egypt was dope. Being in Egypt and like,
my brother just went to Egypt.
Oh,
so
man.
Yeah,
so
he just got
he
back.
Knows
that was
this,
dope.
Yeah. Like, from like selling up the Nile to going to like the ancient, you know, the Nubian villages.
Yes.
I'm a big historian, like going to all the temples, going to like King Tut's, seeing this like sarcophagus, and going to see Ramses III's temple and the burial grounds and the Valley of the Kings, and eating the food and like seeing the people, and they look like you, and it's just a whole experience looking at the hieroglyphs, and you know, oh man, Egypt is like it's like untouched. I went to Rome first. And then I went to Greece, and then I went to Egypt. So I was able to like go back in history to like all the most like ancient, like I would say like some of the like what they say in modern history or ancient history is like the greatest civilizations that they usually say, the Romans and then the Greeks, and they all get that from the Egyptians. And so I actually went to them like chronological. So I went to Rome first. So I was able to see the Rome, the Vatican, all the stuff they stole and had from all these other places. And I was able to go to Greece and say, oh, okay, this is where the Romans were getting it from. Well, okay, well, I know they getting that stuff from Egypt. Let's go to Egypt and we see where everybody got everything from. And so just to be able to see that and see the correlation, it was dope. So Egypt's like hands down. I got a whole like Egyptian sculptures in this room and hieroglyphs on my wall over there. I brought so much stuff back. It's crazy.
That's incredible, man. We got to link up. You got to set up a couple trips for me because I got to get my traveling thing on. I'm ready.
Oh,
I'm
must.
Ready to go.
It's a must.
Most definitely. All right. I got two more questions before I let you go here. Now that we've dug into who you are, of course, talked about your travel business, let's break down for the people how they can enjoy an amazing time with Sav Exposure.
Easy. Like I said, get on one of our group trips. You can always find those on our website, savexposure.com. We always, if front page, you can see all our group trips. We have all our group trips for the rest of 2023. In the next couple of weeks, we'll list them up until 2024. So we plan our group trips, you know, a year and more out. So you have plenty of time. We also are like, understand that, like, travel is this scary thing and, you know, that it takes time and that everybody's at different economic places. And like I said, we're about removing barriers. So I don't care if you're economically disadvantaged or you're rich, like we have trips for you. And I want, like, how I travel is like, I want to ball on a budget. So
that's
I want
right.
the best for my butt. So it's like, I'm
yes.
not into like what our group trips is like travel planning. If I'm trying to planning a specific trip for you, that's to ever, whatever your needs are. Our group trips is like about getting the most, like, for the least, and not like that we're going to have in some hut somewhere or anything like that. Like, we're going to have like luxe accommodations and experiences, but we're going to have them from good prices, and we're able to get like great rates because of a lot of our relationships and the network that we've built, being able to like control the pricing and stuff like that. And so it's really about like our group trips, about getting people out to be able to experience those things and giving them like an encumbersome trip. Right. Because even if the trip is 7 to 10 days, that's still not enough time to see everything. So like even with our Egypt trip, it was like we had like 3 days in Cairo, 3 days in Aswan, 3 days in Luxor. It's not enough time to spend any of those, but you get to see a holistic view and experience all of Egypt. You did a Nile River cruise. You've been to the Nubian villages. You've seen all the temples. You've seen all the pyramids. You've done this. And so all our trips are about like experiencing it holistically, giving you a taste so you can go back and say, all right, I want to focus on this thing. I want to go somewhere else. And so I would say getting those group trips, those are always there. They're always running. They're always going to continue to run. If not, you say, hey, I want to do my own trip. I want to go in a specific place that you don't have. Send us a DM, send us a message, fill out our travel planning inquiry form, which you can, you know, find on our website under the travel planning section, or on our quick links on our any of our social media. Just click it and go to travel planning, fill out that inquiry form, and we'll curate your trip end to end. As far as payment options, like I said, we do monthly installments. We have payment plans like buy now, pay later. You can put a deposit down and then, you know, pay the rest over time. So we try to be flexible and make everything, like I said, just limit those barriers to entry so you can get on a trip, because that's what excites me, is giving people experience. I've been like blessed to have so many experiences in my lifetime. And so as I create these trips and like we take people abroad, I want you to have a better experience than I've had. Like, I like if I got to like hold a crocodile and swim in the Nile and do backflips and go kick it with turtles and dolphins, I want you to be able to do it that times 10. So it's like, I care about people's experience more than I care about the money. It's not about the money for me.
Yes.
It's about your experience. What makes me smile, what makes me happy, what makes me satisfied is when people have experience. And when I want people to go on a trip, I want them to come back with something that they didn't have. I want them to learn something. I want them to be able to take away from something. Travel is a formative experience. And when I think about human beings, all we are the, you know, the culmination of our experiences. And we see what people who have limited experiences look like and do, resort to.
That's right.
And so if we are able to give people more experiences at younger ages or, you know, throughout their, you know, development in life, the more experience, you know, the more well-rounded, you know, more better, you know, more knowledgeable you are, and the more you know about stuff, right? So all we are a culmination of experiences. So why limit yourself? That's all I always tell. Why limit yourself? There's so much to see, so much to do, so much to know in the world. And even as much as I travel, running a travel company, I've realized I don't know nothing, and I still ain't been nowhere. You know how many places there are in the world to see, some things to do? And, you know, so it's humbling. It's a transformative experience. It's an evolving experience. travel is like the best thing. Another one of my slogans is travel is gospel. Travel is gospel, right? I think God created this world for all of us to be able to inhabit it. And so to limit ourselves to one area, I'm black. I ain't supposed to be in here in America. I'm supposed to be somewhere in Africa or somewhere in the diaspora. And that's even with that, there's black people everywhere all around the world, everywhere you go. We got communities and families all over the place we don't know about. So to be able to connect to them and learn about them, oh man, it's amazing. Even other cultures, like just to be able to learn about other cultures, I could talk about travel forever. I get excited about it. But if you're not traveling, you need to do it. Get your passport.
Yes.
It's a must. It has to be done. It has to be done. It's a lot you're missing.
Yes, I'm excited for y'all. If you haven't been listening to him and you didn't listen to the last hurrah right now, get excited for travel, okay? It's the thing. It's what you need to do, okay? It's what the type of experiences that we need to take in. And the more that we do that, as he said, the more that we become a better society, I feel, is we're learning from each other. We're growing from experiences within each other. So I'm so happy that I got you here, and you just, man, you're blowing me out the water, okay? last question I got here. I know that I really do this podcast so that other people can understand that there's not one way to do life, you know, and first and foremost, give you your flowers, celebrate you. I'm excited for you, brother. I'm happy that you've created this business and that you're genuinely doing this for other people. We need more people like you in this world, and we need people like you to tell your story and let people know that there are people like us that exist, that who are genuinely happy and genuinely want to connect and create communities to help other people and uplift other people. So I'm happy for you and happy and giving you your flowers. And I also, basically, this is audio, so this is an archive thing, right? And future generations will listen to this and be like inspired from this, right? And be like, wow, this guy, 388 degrees, like all this, you know what I'm saying? So my last question I have for you is, what advice do you have for those for the future who may be listening to this, who I've never heard of the word executive travel concierge or just traveling agent or whatever, that type of field. And now they're listening to it. It's sparked an interest and it's inspired them. What do you say to them?
I would say there's something out there for everybody. It's not even just within travel. I think there's something out there for everybody, something that everybody has a niche for, that can become good at. I tell a lot of people, there's probably a whole hobby out there that you've never done that you would fall in love with because you've been limiting yourself from experiencing it. And so like, take off all the limitations that you put on yourself for whatever it is. I don't care if that's color, creed, sex, whatever it is, whatever limitation you're putting on yourself, take it off and go experience and go do whatever you want to do, right? It was no way a kid from Richmond was supposed to be traveling all around the world. I'm the only black person at the university.
It is way.
And me wearing suits down the streets of Spain and Paris with leather jackets.
Man, it was meant for you, like you said, at 10 years old. You said it.
I would have never thought I'd been like, you know, doing some of the stuff. I'd swim with dolphins, sharks, whale watch, and like monkeys and all the type of stuff. So it's like to be able to like experience this thing is because like I haven't let anybody put any limitations on me. Anything I've ever wanted to do, I've just done it. And like you have to let go of that fear. Like I was like, I'm just gonna just do it and try. And COVID kind of gave me that like that pump in my chest to like go do that lot of stuff. Like I was like, all right, I'm about to go. And I was in Irvine. I'm about to go to Laguna Beach and buy me a surfboard and skimboard, and I'm about to learn how to surf. I'm gonna go out there and do it, you know. So I was just going to just try and experience stuff because it might, like I said, it might be something that you could be really good at, that something that could change your life that you haven't experienced because you've been sitting in your bubble. Get outside your community, learn about other things, learn about other cultures, learn about other people. It's so much to do out here. Even from like a financial aspect, we live in California. It's expensive for real estate. It's expensive to do a lot of stuff. You can go to a lot of these places, trust and believe, and live like a king and be treated as a king, especially as a black person.
Damn.
A lot of places. A lot of places. It's way easier to go buy that dream house you want to go and get that in Costa Rica, or go get that in the Dominican Republic, or get that in Dubai. Or it's like it's a lot That's easier. Right. They have a lot of, not to knock America, but America's a capitalist society that is focused That's on right. the dollar. We're focused mm-hmm. on what makes money. A lot of these countries mm-hmm. aren't thinking the same in that capitalist society. They think about the welfare, like they're thinking about quality of life. Right. And so when you go to a lot of these places, you understand that quality of life is more important than money to a lot of people. Yes. A lot of my Europeans laugh when they say, oh, we only got 2 weeks off for vacation for these companies. They take off on vacation whatever they want. And so, like, when we think about globalization and what's going on, and so that, but like, you would never understand these things. Like, it took, like, right. even taking my mom, like, her visiting me when I live in Europe, or taking when I take people play, and you see it clicks from the minute, like, oh, I could do this out here. I could right. do this. Oh, man. Yes. I could buy this house and put this on Verbo. I can make this money. Yes. Or I could, you know, start a company and, you know, do this. Like, all those things start to click. Oh, I see the quality of life here. They have this, so they got healthcare. Why are we doing this here in America? And so, like, all that, like, scope, you broadens your understanding. Even going to Europe, like, it makes me have a better understanding of America and why it is like it is.
Right.
And
right.
going to Africa and seeing certain things, it makes me understand why we are, as black people disperse in the Caribbean right. here, the way we are, like we are, we see the differences. And a lot of times I think we focus on the differences we have between cultures and ethnicities. But as yes. I've traveled, I've been able to focus on the similarities that we have with individuals.
Yes.
And that's the strongest point. And that's like the greatest yes. thing, to be able to like be all the way 10,000 miles, 20,000 miles across the water from where I'm from. And I'm like, yes. we do that at home too. Like, or, you know, yeah. we do this, or like you see the similarities. It's so many yeah. similarities. And if we're able to like learn our differences,
right?
Series over here tripping. If we're able to kind of, you know, learn the differences between each other, and, you know, acknowledge that our differences are what make us unique, but there's still so much we have in common. I always say yes. there's only one race, and that's the human race. Yes. We have different ethnicities, we have different cultural backgrounds, but we're yes. all human beings, right? And so if yes. we can learn from each other, we can grow and can develop as a society. And stop being out here killing each other and shooting each yes. other yes. at war because of this. Because yes. we're all human beings. And the only thing that yes. makes us different is how we grew up, our cultures, our backgrounds. So we're able to understand those differences. We're able to learn from each other. Because if I was a white man and I grew up in the same community as me, as Richmond, you was like our own. You culturally, you the same as us, right? But if I grew right. up as a black man in Iceland, and I came to that same area, I would not understand culturally, right. like language, not, like yes. I wouldn't understand anything. So it's all about like what you're grown up in. And so like we got all these ties to our creeds and ethnicity and race, and we get all these different things, and the scheme of it, none of it matters. None of it matters. It really doesn't. It matters, but yes. it doesn't. It's all some man-made right. stuff to divide us, to keep yes. us separate, to keep us from yes. elevating, keep us from growing as a humanity. Yes. So, like I said, don't let any of those limitations be placed on yourself. Don't let nobody place them on you. Don't place them on yourself. Go out there and experience. Go out there and explore. Go out there and adventure. Do whatever you want to do with your life. Like, you, if you're lucky, you got a good 75 seasons. You got about 75 <That's right. laughs> good seasons. And so I probably got about a good 50 seasons left at 24. Yeah, yeah. So I can't waste these seasons. What I'm going to be scared for, not live my life. Whatever I want to do, like, go do it. Like, if you got a bucket list, cross off that bucket list and go put to-do list. Like, yes. what you waiting for? Don't wait till you kick the bucket. Like, do this stuff right now. Nothing is yes. promised. You don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. Like, do it now. Like, get in the habit of yes. doing it now. Whatever you want to do, go do it now. Like, don't start. Like, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to do that to Monday. Like you said, go start this podcast right now. Before you
yes.
Like, don't wait. Yes. Like, get in the habit of, like, being consistent with doing something else. Something pop up, like, oh, man, I need to send that email. I'm going to do that later. No, go do it right now. I'm yes. telling you, once you get in the habit of like, when stuff comes up, when ideas come, like get in the habit of doing it right there and now, take the time to do it right there and now. Trust me, like things will work out faster and a lot better. But yeah, that's my game. That's my input on that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope y'all was listening to this man right here. He's spitting facts, spitting games, spitting gems, spitting everything for y'all to go and check him out and check out his travel agency, his business, and check him out. So as we're ending this, I'm so excited. I'm so happy that I got you on here. I appreciate you for joining me today. We gonna wrap this up here. I didn't got a hold of you for an hour. So I'm gonna let you go. But before we get out of here, please just let them know where they can find you at, how they can follow you and continue to keep in touch with you. And of course, go and book some travels, because it is travel 2023. Okay.
I'm letting y'all up.
Yes, it's coming up. Okay. We in February. We only a month in. Okay. Into the year. So let's get started. Start on obtaining your experiences right now, because you heard the man. That's what we need. We need experiences, and we need a lot of them. And what he says, 75 seasons, and so, and I'm 27 seasons in. So look, I got to get on my game. Okay. So like I said, let them know where they can stay connected with you. And also share any more final thoughts, if you have any more, and any personal shout outs you would like to give as well.
Yeah, so Sav Exposure, SAVV Exposure, EXPOSURE, Sav Exposure. That's going to be, you know, the tag for Instagram, website, savexposure.com, TikTok, Sav Exposure, all those. You can always hit us up, contact us, email us at info@savexposure.com, send us a message, send us an inquiry. We'll get back to you. So those are always the best way to contact us. In closing, I just want to say thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, definitely.
Y'all get y'all passports. We help y'all get y'all passport. Let's take these trips. Let's not limit yes. ourselves, and you know, let's prosper and continue to thrive in all of our seasons. Yes. Let's thrive in the now, and just be the best versions of ourselves we can always be.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much, Arjun. I appreciate you for joining me here on the podcast today, and hopefully we'll get you back again.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
All right. See. We get connected from there. You never know what type of connections, and they just keep going and growing. So that's why I love this podcast. So y'all, please go check him out. Go follow him. The links will be in the description, of course, all over this video. And y'all already know it's the Grown Up Podcast. It's Arjun with Sav Exposure. Go and book your travels right now. Okay. Make sure y'all staying safe. And yes. Make sure y'all staying safe and being kind out there. We out of here. And that is it for the Grown Up Podcast today. Thank you guys for staying tuned to this episode. I hope you grabbed some gems, and I hope you grabbed your travel bag, your luggage, whatever you call it. I hope you grabbed it out the closet, from underneath the bed, from wherever you got it tucked away, because you need to bring it out. Okay, 2023 is your year to travel, and you most definitely want to do it with Sav Exposure. So please go and check him out. Go and make sure you're booking your travels for 2023 and beyond. Okay, I appreciate y'all for tuning in to today's episode. Make sure you are catching up on the Grown Up Podcast. I dropped the episode last week with the amazing Leah Rummel, and then just before that I dropped a Now interview with the spotlight artist that we're carrying over the spotlight over from January to February, because things got a little hectic here in February, but we'll have a brand new artist to introduce next month. Besides all of that, go and check out our interview that dropped on all podcast streaming platforms, as well as YouTube. 06 Sob, man,
go cry about it. You know what I'm saying? He was really, really dope. His music is dope. And I'm just trying to create a community of support and opportunities for independent people, for, you know, anyone who's doing their own thing, whether it be an independent business, whether it be music, whether it be podcasts, you're a blogger, an author, whatever it is. I want to create a community around supporting each other and, you know, uplifting each other in our endeavors. And yeah, I just hope you guys are sticking around for the ride. All right. Other than that, I'm going to shut up because this is already an hour long. And I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Make sure you're staying tuned for the next episode dropping next month, whenever that will be. I'm trying to give you guys a break in between so you can catch up, because I've noticed clearly dropping episode every week is definitely not the vibe, because this is an hour long. Who has an hour out of their day nowadays to listen, you know what I'm saying, to a podcast? But if you are tuning into the podcast for the entire hour and you do have that time, please don't think that this little rant is like unappreciative. I appreciate you for taking that hour time out to listen and tune in to the Grown Up Podcast. Okay, anyways, now I'm gonna stop talking. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you're staying safe and being kind. Be out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.